Chapter 4. Entropy Economics. Through wars and depressions, through booms and benescence of prosperity, the central failure of economics has been its inability to grasp the centrality of entrepreneurial creation in economic life. The key force of economic advance is the entrepreneur, who on his own, without governmental cues or expert consultation, or even a defined market, creates new goods, services, business plans, and projects. Economic growth and progress, jobs and welfare, markets and demand, all stem from this creativity of the entrepreneur. Population growth, capital accumulation, economic efficiency, and even scientific advances are all less important than entrepreneurial activity. And governmental interventions in the economy are distractions, noise on the line, that nearly always retard expansion. Failing to see the centrality of entrepreneurial creativity, economists everywhere have counseled governments to attend to the money supply, aggregate demand, consumer confidence, trade imbalances, budget deficits, capital flows, to attend to everything except what matters most, the environment for innovation. The failure of nearly all schools of economics has its roots in the canonical works of Adam Smith. As Bonnie Prince Charlie, his fellow Scot, angled for the British throne, and slave ships plied their trade across the Middle Passage, Smith, an archetypical absent-minded professor of what was then called moral philosophy, and one of the leaders of the Enlightenment in Scotland, retired to his mother's house, north of Edinburgh, to write. He produced An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations, published 10 years later in the notable year of 1776. Inspired by the dazzling physical system of the world unveiled by Isaac Newton in the previous century, Smith addressed himself to the challenge of understanding the existing business practices and organizations that were then beginning to make the world rapidly richer. By examining these systems, Smith invented the economics and business philosophy that governs the modern imagination, imprinting it with indelible images of mass production in a pin factory, comparative advantages in international trade, and a ubiquitous distribution of goods and incomes stemming from the increasingly elaborate